So if you're a first-time home buyer, here's what you face in today's market. Home prices that aren't coming down. There's no crash in sight, like a lot of people have been telling you. The homes that are coming to market are new construction. There's not many of them, and most of them are multi-units. So I'm going to show you at the end of this video how you might be able to buy a multi-unit building up to a two, three, four-unit building with virtually the same down payment you would buying a single-family home, and how it might help you cash flow on that first house. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's latter part of the video. But right through here, here's what home buyers are facing, right? Home prices continue to rally. And then when we go over to the mortgage rates, they're spiking. So I want to show you a video right through here to give us the state of housing right now. You guys probably understand it and know it, especially if you've been pre-approved and you went out there trying to search for a house in your price range. And it's really daunting to find. So let's get an update on building permits. Is there enough permits coming in line to fill the void so home prices can start to ease off, making homes more affordable? So let's get over to the report we have for today in regards to housing permits.
Diana Olick joins us now with more not on the Treasury Secretary pick necessarily, Diana, but if you want to opine on that as well.
No, I do not. I'll talk housing, though, Joe. How's that?
Good.
I want to continue on what Rick was saying about the mortgage rates during October. We started with the average on the 30-year fixed at around 6.2% at the start of October. It shot up over 7% by the end of the month. So that's what home builders were looking at during October as they were starting homes. And you do see that the bulk of this drop, this unexpectedly lower drop that we saw in housing starts, was mostly single family. You saw single family month to month down about 7%. Multifamily was actually up month to month about 10%, still down year over year.
This is what I was talking about. So if we don't have enough single family homes coming to market from existing homes, we're sure as heck not getting it from the builders. So what should you do? So that's what we're going to talk about, multifamilies, the latter part, right after this video. So let's continue with it.
That's because multifamily has an oversupply. They're still drawing down. We've seen that all year. Single family, though, still needs much more construction, and we're down 0.5% year over year in October. So not a good sign for that. But the builders, again, we're seeing these higher mortgage rates. Also, I want to talk about that weather effect, which was that we did see a big drop in the South on housing start, single and multifamily, that, of course, due to the hurricanes. We also, though, saw a big drop in the Northeast, so you can't blame it all on the weather. But builder sentiment has been going up. We saw it tick up in the report yesterday, which was for November. Builders seem to be expecting mortgage rates to ease down a little bit. Perhaps more of that is the share of big builders who are able to buy down rates. But they're also pleased with the potential for President-elect Trump opening up more federal lands and the opportunity to get more homes built on more land. Land, of course, is a big problem for them. But again, these housing starts number in October, obviously looking backward. We did see rates kind of normalize in November, but we're still up over 7%. So the builders have a long road ahead. I also want to throw in that they've seen lumber prices spike due to several reasons in the last couple of weeks. In fact, we're at the highest level of the year right now. And for framing lumber, prices are up 20% year over year. That has to do with very low supply right now for lumber and very high demand as we look at going.
Just so you know, too, during COVID, lumber prices were about $1,100, and they're now the composite $450. I think she had $600 on here on the screen. So it's half the price of where we were during COVID, just an FYI.
Into the spring season, they start to, buy their lumber now. So a lot of headwinds for the builders right now, and that's probably why you saw the numbers come in light. Back to you guys.
So that's what we're seeing on that. So it's not just me saying it. There is a housing shortage, but she made a comment that multifamily homes are there. There's a glut of them out there. So that might be an entry point for you guys out there. Maybe you're looking at buying a two-unit building or a three or four-unit building, okay? Because you don't have as much competition there, and the inventory is growing, and the builders are growing that inventory as well. So let's get over to it on mortgage rates, but I'm going to show you how you can get into a multi-unit property here soon. So let's get over to here what the Federal Reserve is expected to do at the next meeting. Now it's almost a 50-50 shot. This is basically telling us where the Federal Reserve is expected to go with rates over the next year. Right now there's a 60-40 chance that they're going to cut rates by 0.25%. So we're going to continue to monitor that. So now I went over to ChatGPT and I'm like, okay, ChatGPT, let's see how good you are. If I wanted to buy a multifamily home, how much of a down payment would I need? And it actually did a really good job. So let's get through it. So I want to break down all these components for you and, you know, just giving you a little bit of a tidbits on each one of these. Okay, so the first thing you're seeing up through here is it says conventional loans. It'll go up to 80%. Well, a lot of you might be saying, Dan, I thought that you can go up to 95%. Well, you can with a conventional loan, but those loans are right down here. They're called home path financing. So you can go up to 95% on a multi-unit building with conventional financing. So think of if you bought a four-unit building or a three-unit building or a two-unit building with only 5% down, a lot of these programs will suffice in that category. So let's go down. So conventional loans, you can go up to a 95% loan to value on multifamily homes. But let's go over to FHA. FHA, it doesn't matter if you're buying a single family home or up to a four unit. It's only 3.5% down. So we'll finance 96.5% of that. VA, believe it or not, you can buy a four unit property with no money down. Yeah, I said no money down with a VA loan. So you can see that right through here. And then rural, we're not going to go in USDA multifamilies. Those get really complicated. There are portfolio loans, hard money loans. A lot of these portfolio loans, they'll allow you to get into a multi-unit building with usually about 20 to 25% down. But these are boutique programs a lot of times where you might be using rental income to qualify only or something of that sort. And then that's a reason for a portfolio loan or a hard money loan. So basically conventional financing, you can get multifamily homes up to 95% financing. On VA, you can do 100% financing. And with FHA, you only need 3.5% down, but you need to live in these homes. Okay, so all these preference right through here, they would be your primary home. So that's what we're talking about in there. So now let's finish up. Well, let's see what the bond market's doing for the day right through here. It just keeps giving back and back and back. So we started out the day pretty positive. We had a couple better pricings through what is a CMG price for the better throughout the day, and the loan store priced a little bit better. And then from there, it just kind of deteriorated. So we're basically at a flat market right now. So I'm expecting today mortgage rates aren't going to change any more than this as of right now. So that's what we're seeing there. The broad markets on the equity markets, you're seeing green all the way across the board, and except for the Dow Jones, it's down 120. So every other indices is up. We don't like the VIX going up to 16, 16 and a half. That's getting a little bit, showing the markets are a little nervous right now. Let's go to cryptocurrencies. It's giving back a little bit. It was at 60, just shy of 64 a little bit ago, but it's still on a rampage. Oil, let's see how oil's doing. It is up a little bit. We're still under the $70 a barrel number there. Why do I focus in on these? Well, I focus in on the broad markets so you guys understand how all the markets are working, because in today's video, I did a video on how kind of the opening bell today was a normal bell. Okay, so what we saw is we saw Russia threatening Ukraine with basically world war, and what happens is textbook. Here's what should happen, and it happened today. Stock market plummeted. Okay, you had equities giving it back because people were selling into this fear and they were buying bonds. Now the fear is kind of erasing a little bit right through here. You know, the headlines are saying that. So it's actually, you know, the calm factor is coming back down. So we have MBS is only up 2%, 2 points to end the day. That's going to keep mortgage rates right steady right where they are. And that is it for the day. So my name is Dan Frio. If you want to get, you know, entertained to see if you might qualify for a multifamily home to get you into home ownership, because home prices keep going up, up and away. So check out all of our content to maybe help you guys get into home ownership in 2025. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon, and I hope you enjoy my videos this week. Please give me a thumbs up if you would, if you're getting some value out of these videos. Otherwise, I'll see you back here tomorrow at the opening bell to see how this mess starts another day. Take care, folks. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.